This evening we are entering the season of Lent. It is the season when we prepare ourselves for the time of Jesus' death and rising in Holy Week. It is a season of self-reflection and deeper attention to spiritual things. Popularly, Lent is known as the season where we give something up, which is fasting. In the Roman Catholic tradition, they eat no meat on Wednesday or Fridays in Lent. And so, of course, we'll see lots of extra fish specials this next 6 weeks. Many people decide to give up chocolate or give up sweets during Lent, or maybe coffee. But why do we do all of this? Sometimes it comes across as suffering for Jesus, which I think is marginally helpful at best. There's no reason for us to suffer just for the sake of suffering. Maybe it gets closer to say, deny yourself and follow me. What parts of our daily lives are luxuries that we can deny to ourselves as we seek to follow more closely the one who brings good news to the poor and feeds the hungry and welcomes the stranger? I was talking to someone today who is giving up sugar and the way that is going to affect so much of her life, not just, you know, cookies and cakes, but like the sugar in her granola. And I said, if, you know, then each time when you think, well, I'm not going to eat that I would normally eat, you would remember, because it's Lent and it is that time of return and turning our minds to God. In that way, if each moment of giving up is a turning toward God, then that practice of fasting reminds us of that call to deny ourselves and follow Jesus. So some people have turned that practice of fasting around just a bit or added something. So instead of just giving it up, replace it with something else that may be more life-giving and perhaps open up more space for God. Give up Starbucks or donuts and donate the money to ELCA World Hunger. Give up Facebook and instead give that time to prayer or to personally connecting with someone through phone call or letter. I know I could certainly give up the time I spend scrolling through Facebook or other apps on my phone. All this by way of saying that fasting for Lent has come to mean many things to many people. But ultimately, it is meant to bring us closer to God. Return to the Lord your God, as Joel says. And in our reading from Isaiah, God says, day by day, the people are inquiring knowledge of me and delighting in my ways. That is what Lent is all about, to delight in God's ways and to inquire how we might live more closely in those ways. Our theme for Lent this year is focused on such inquiry. The theme is seeking honest questions for deeper faith. And throughout the season of Lent, we will be using questions to explore and reflect on our lives of faith. Tonight, as we gather to receive ashes and enter the season of Lent, we ask, is this the fast that I choose? The words echo from Isaiah. The prophet reminds us that a practice of fasting is not just about my own piety, this relationship with just me and God, but our lives of faith and our relationship with God must also include love and justice for other people. Is not this the fast I choose, says the Lord, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked, to cover them? Reverend Bruce Reyes Chow remarks that this passage from Isaiah does not go easy on us. It poses difficult questions, that force each of us to dig deeper and ask questions about ourselves and the communities of which we are a part. And so we ask, what am I seeking in my life of faith this season? And what practice of fasting will help me find what I seek? But we also ask, what is God seeking for our world? And how can my life of faith bring me more and more into alignment with God's vision and hope for love and justice in the world? So what is the fast that we will choose this Lent? Perhaps including extra devotional time on our schedules with the All Saints devotions that will come out during the week, or another resource that you have. Or perhaps making a special donation to ELCA World Hunger or another program or charity that you support. Maybe committing ourselves to keeping up with the Lutheran Advocacy Ministry policy updates and adding your voice to support policies that will reduce poverty and hunger in our state. Perhaps it is fasting from the news that makes us anxious and fearful and focusing our hearts instead on gratitude and kindness to each one we meet throughout the day. Or, in a different vein, maybe particularly taking on some reading to expose ourselves to go deeper into the issues of the day. Something about racial justice or LGBTQIA inclusion, or watching movies that will broaden our horizon in that way. Maybe looking to bring something new into our horizons this Lent. And I hope that our Lenten fasting, our Lenten practice this year will include gathering here on Wednesday nights for soup supper, for discussion and prayer, connecting with one another in community as we also connect with God. Throughout the season, we'll be reading about Jesus' encounters with people who are seeking. Seeking love, seeking truth, seeking belonging, seeking healing. I invite you to engage in your own journey of seeking this season in whatever way makes the most sense for you, and in response to God's gracious invitation of love. And hear that. Not a Lenten practice that's something I really have to do because I'm supposed to and it's supposed to be hard, but a practice that is in response to God's gracious invitation of love. Return to the Lord your God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love for you. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.